Former President Barack Obama criticized Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents' conduct in Minnesota as dangerous, saying the rogue behavior is akin to what we've seen in authoritarian countries and in dictatorships. The comments came during a wide-ranging interview with liberal podcaster Ryan Tyler Cohen, released Saturday. It's the latest example of the former president stepping away from his long-standing strategy of keeping a low profile. To allow the next generation of Democrats to emerge, he had deliberately taken a backseat role during former President Joe Biden's term. Obama, who has previously criticized President Donald Trump's deployment of federal agents to U.S. cities, called the actions of immigration enforcement agents in Minnesota deeply concerning and dangerous. The sweeping immigration enforcement operation in Minnesota, which saw the deployment of roughly 3,000 federal agents, has been marked by numerous videos showing aggressive tactics and confrontations with the public. It is important for us to recognize the unprecedented nature of what ICE was doing in Minneapolis and St. Paul. The way federal agents, ICE agents, were being deployed, without any clear guidelines, without proper training, pulling people out of their homes, tear-gassing crowds who were simply standing there, not breaking any laws. Obama said all of this should alarm Americans. He added that citizens should be commended for engaging in peaceful protests and shining a light on the sort of behavior that, in the past, we have only seen in authoritarian countries and in dictatorships, but not in America. The killings of protesters Renee Good and Alex Pretty in January, at the hands of immigration enforcement agents in Minneapolis, prompted outrage in the city and across the nation. The Trump administration announced this week that it is ending its months-long immigration enforcement surge in Minnesota. Obama, who wrote a column in January saying Pretty's death should be a wake-up call, that America's core values are under assault, praised the response of protesters in Minnesota. Protesters have largely adopted a strategy of civil disobedience that includes alerting their communities to the presence of immigration agents using whistles, car horns, and shouting, as well as recording encounters with agents. That kind of heroic, sustained behavior, in sub-zero weather, by ordinary people, is what should give us hope, Obama said in the interview. The interview was Obama's first since Trump's social media account earlier this month posted, and then deleted, a racist video depicting the former president and former First Lady Michelle Obama as apes in a jungle. Cohen, while mentioning the video, asked Obama how America can reverse the decline of civil discourse. Though Obama didn't directly address Trump's post, he said, "There's this sort of clown show that's happening in social media and on television." He added that people who used to feel like you had to have some sort of decorum, a sense of propriety and respect, appear to show no shame about this. Trump has refused to apologize for the video, blaming a staffer for the mistake, and insisting he hadn't seen the final frames of the video, which contained the offensive content. "I think it's important to recognize that the majority of the American people find this behavior deeply troubling," Obama said. "It is true that it gets attention. It is true that it's a distraction." He argued that America can restore norms, rule of law, and decency, by saying enough, something he says he is now seeing across the board.